Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 2011 edition of Christmas on the Farm, something that Max Armstrong and I have been doing now for many, many years. And Max, it's always fun to share some Christmas thoughts on the farm and also the memories of other people. And we're going to do that during our time together this year.
Yeah, some time ago we visited with Charlie Daniels, and he's always colorful. He'll interject in there a little bit of personal opinion about Christmas and how we ought to be observing Christmas, and how I guess some of us have gotten away from really the real meaning of the holiday season as he sees it.
Well, we hope to bring it back on this edition of Christmas on the Farm, because we have turned to a younger person and then a more mature person for some Christmas memories. The current president of the National FFA organization, Ryan Best from New Mexico, has an interesting memory to share with us. And then a longtime friend of ours, Max, Conrad Burns, who was born on a farm in Missouri, moved to Montana, became a farm broadcaster, a U.S. senator, and this year was inducted into the National Farm Broadcasting Hall of Fame. And he'll take us back quite a few years for a Christmas memory.
He, too, has been a little colorful at times, hasn't he?
He did bring a lot of color to the halls of the Senate in Washington, D.C., and we're grateful that we get his version of a memory, and we get Ryan's version of a memory, and, of course, Charlie Daniels. The other thing we do every year is we take our television show to a country church, and we share some of their music on Christmas on the Farm. And this year, the music will be provided by the members of the Batavia United Methodist Church in Batavia, Illinois, about 40 miles west of downtown Chicago. So we have a great deal to share with you, and we invite you to stay with us on Christmas on the Farm.
Welcome back here to Christmas on the Farm. Max Armstrong along with Orion Samuelson. You know, I was thinking about all of the preparation that goes into the holiday church services. I mean, for many, many weeks, they have been practicing, the choirs and the young people. And, you know, in some of the mega churches, I mean, it's slick. It's big Hollywood production with all of the big screens and quite a bit of an investment there that takes place. And then in some of the smaller congregations, you know, there's nothing perfect about it. And it's still just as meaningful and heartfelt and memorable. I mean, young people participating in these services will never forget it. We never forgot it, did we?
Never did, because the last thing I heard from my parents, when you go up to give your Christmas piece, make sure you talk loud enough. And I have to say, the children's choir at the Batavia United Methodist Church was just a joy to watch, because they find more different ways to fuss with clothes and hair and everything else while they're performing. But we turn to the senior choir at the church to share some music of the Christmas season with Good Christian Men Rejoice.
Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. We need to what we say.
The Batavia United Methodist Church Choir and Good Christian Men Rejoice. We are going to share two Christmas memories on the farm when we continue with our special edition of Christmas on the Farm.
Welcome back to Christmas on the Farm. In the some 30 years we've been doing this, Orion, I know we've talked with entertainers and politicians, sometimes young people. It's always fun to hear what they remember about growing up in a rural area out on the farm at Christmas time.
Ryan Best is the national president of the FFA organization. He grew up on a farm in New Mexico, and I visited with Ryan a few days ago and asked him to share a memory with us.
One of my favorite Christmas memories on the farm occurred whenever I was 13 years old. And I remember we had just gone to bed on Christmas Eve, and my dad came in there and said he was going to need some help because we had a couple of ewes lambing. So I went out to help him, and we had three ewes lambing right then. It was about 11 o'clock that night. And we wound up not getting back into the house until 4. Four in the morning, because we had six ewes total lamb, and of those six ewes, we had three sets of triplets, two sets of twins, and one ewe had four lambs. She had quadruplets, and it was an incredible time to sit out there and see the fruits of our labor, if you want to use that phrase, and see those. Just to spend time with my dad and working in that, and you know, even though it was we were a little tired whenever it came to opening gifts that morning, it was a really neat memory, and I cherish that quite a bit.
Didn't interfere with Santa's visit at all, I take it?
No, sir, and I must have missed the reindeer as they flew over the barn.
That really was quite a gift. How unusual is it for a ewe to produce four lambs at birth?
Whenever, and all the time that we've been raising sheep, we've only had that happen twice. So it's very, very rare, but it was pretty exciting and interesting nonetheless.
Ryan Best also had another memory he wanted to share with us, part of what he dreamed about when he was growing up.
Yes, sir. Whenever I was little, I absolutely lived to watch Walker, Texas Ranger, and it was my favorite show in the entire world. And whenever I came, I kind of went through a stage where every day that's what I dressed like. I dressed in my blue Wrangler jeans and my boots and my chaps, and I had a full-length denim duster. I wore a sheriff's badge on my chest, and I pulled my hat down as far as it would go every time. And one of the favorite memories that my mom tells is one day we actually went into a convenience store, and we were just going to stop and get something to eat on our way back to the house. And we walk in, and there was a state policeman and a sheriff's deputy in line. And when I walked in, they just started laughing, and one of them looks at me and says, "Son, are you the sheriff around here?" And I looked at him and pulled myself up to my full height, and I said, "No, sir. I am Walker, the Texas Ranger." And I did a little spin kick in the air and walked off, and the whole place just busted up laughing. And so it was just a neat, I really enjoyed Walker because it really started to establish my perception of right and wrong. And I feel that perception of right and wrong has definitely been reinforced by my involvement in agriculture.
Ryan Best, the president of the National FFA organization, sharing some childhood memories for Christmas on the farm. We turn now to Conrad Burns in Montana. Started on a Missouri farm. Farm broadcaster in Montana, member of the U.S. Senate. And he took us back a little bit further to share his memory of Christmas on the farm.
Orion, it was after the war. And, of course, a lot of families really didn't have a lot of money because we'd just come out of the Depression and the war. Some of us got along fine, you know, but we had families that still didn't. And struggling to make a living. And there was two families in our neighborhood that had lost three sons apiece in World War II. And so we decided as a community that we would include them and honor them Christmas Day. Now, the big thing under the tree, as far as I was concerned, I think I got my first replica of a John Deere tractor. You know, before you always got little wooden toys and stuff like that, but I mean, a replica of it, a John Deere B tractor was a big thing back in those days. But anyway, we went over to these. The one family was named Stevens, and the other family was named Terry. And we went over, and we just showed up, a bunch of us men and boys, and done their chores for them and told them to be at the schoolhouse around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, that we're going to have Christmas dinner there. And we did. And I think the women brought, I think, 4 or 5 turkeys. And they said, well, you know, we got other family members coming. I said, doesn't make any difference. Bring them, because there'll be enough food. And there was. There was just absolutely an outpouring of food. But here's two families that lost. And some of the old veterans were there that had served. They come. I've never seen such a time in my life.
Senator Conrad Burns of Montana with his memory of Christmas on the farm.
I have enjoyed so much over the years, including during the holiday season, the music of Charlie Daniels. And we'll share some Christmas memories from old Charlie coming up here on Christmas on the Farm.
This is Christmas on the Farm, sharing memories with you, Max Armstrong, and I'm Orion Samuelson. And Max, earlier you talked about some of the people from the entertainment world.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't too many days ago we were remembering Pearl Harbor and that time in our nation's history. Well, Charlie Daniels remembers it too, Christmas time, wartime, back during the Second World War. He shared some interesting comments with us.
When I went to school, everything was, everybody was, it was before all the stupid laws were passed that you couldn't talk about God or Jesus Christ in school. And we used to have prayer in school. We used to read Bible stories and that sort of thing in school. So it was a year-round thing with us. It was not just a Christmas time thing, but I remember a time when I never knew anybody who didn't believe in God. It was a totally different world at that time. The traditions when I was a kid, you know, it was just everything was so exciting, and you know, we would be there were always plenty of people around, and my folks always cooked up the big meal, and we always got together and ate it, and I didn't realize at the time that it was a fairly unique thing that I was it was not unique at the time. It would be very unique now that families would be as close as we were. We really enjoyed being together, and especially at Christmas time.
Finally, Charlie, we can't help but think of those folks in the military this time of the year. Families with members overseas have kind of a tough time of it. In times of war and foreign conflict, we really think of our soldiers over there, don't we?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, of course, I remember the Second World War. I remember them being away from home at that time, and there was something about that particular. We have not had another conflict that has been viewed by American public since then. I remember the Korean War and the Vietnam War and the other things, but this particular, the Second World War, everybody was really patriotic. I mean, there was nobody would dare to have said some of the things about the military that you hear some of these people say nowadays. I think probably the person they were standing closest to probably would have reached over and smacked them upside the head or something, because everybody was so patriotic. And, you know, there were so many gold stars hanging in windows up and down the streets where people had lost sons in battle. And it was very real to us. We had air raid warnings air raid drills and that sort of thing. And so it was a very real thing to us. Hitler was very real to us. And Hirohito was very real to us. And we felt so strongly for our troops, and everybody was into doing anything they could for troops, whether it was sending them cookies or mail or you know, collecting scrap metal or whatever. I mean, everybody was involved in the war effort, and of course, Christmas time is always a hard time to be away from loved ones, and the ones who were gone were certainly remembered at that time of year, and we should definitely remember them at this time of the year with our prayers and our thoughts.
The colorful Charlie Daniels. You know, I'm glad he's on our side.
I am too.
I've always enjoyed visiting with him.
Solid American is what I would call him, and certainly fitting here during the Christmas season. More music now as we share the talent of the choir at the Batavia, Illinois United Methodist Church. Another song for this season, Still, Still, Still. Thank you.
with Orion Samuelson and yours truly, Max Armstrong. This is Christmas on the Farm. Yeah, Christmas on the Farm allows us to recall some things from our youth, like that church at Christmas time, all decorated, the nativity scene, the treats you would get.
The hard candy, yeah, and the peanuts.
That's right. The school bus driver always had treats for us. Yep. We could get them at church and at school. We'd have our share of treats during the holiday season.
And on Christmas Eve, we'd milk the cows a little earlier and give them a little extra feed before we went into the house to enjoy.
They got
the
a treat too, huh?
They did. Oh, absolutely. You took good care of them.
Well, we hope Christmas is wonderful for you, Orion. From the Armstrongs, we say Merry Christmas, and especially to all of our friends across America.
And from the Samuelson House, we wish you the same Merry Christmas greeting with family and friends. And another part of our tradition is to end our Christmas on the Farm this year with the Batavia United Methodist Church Choir and Silent Night.
Christmas on the Farm has been a presentation of the Tribune Radio Networks and Farm Progress Radio. Have a very Merry Christmas.